I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio with South Carolina Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that between 10 and 15% of women in the United States experience one or more episodes of major depression during pregnancy. To talk about the latest research and treatment related to depression during pregnancy is Dr. Connie Gill, Assistant Professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at MUSC. Dr. Gill, is there something about pregnancy or maybe hormonal changes during pregnancy that create increased turmoil or mental health challenges for women?
That's a really great question. And I think a lot of people do focus on the hormones in pregnancy and that being a major factor. And that's not surprising given the dramatic shift of hormones during that time. But if you look in the general population, the rates of depression in women over the course of a year are around 12 to 13%. So the rates in pregnancy are maybe a slightly higher. So it's not all that different. There are a subset of women that might actually be sensitive to the hormonal fluctuations during that time. But that really explains only a very small percentage of people that develop depression at that point.
So for many women who experience depression during pregnancy, they perhaps are also experiencing some kind of depression prior to pregnancy.
That is one of the strongest risk factors for depression in pregnancy, is having a prior history of depression or anxiety disorder.
And tell us about treatment. Is there a different approach to treatment for depression because a woman is pregnant?
A little bit different. Mainly what we're trying to do is assess what are the risks of depression in pregnancy, not only for the mom, but also obstetric risks and the risk for the fetus and ultimately the newborn. And then we're weighing those risks against the risks of medications during that time.
You work at a clinic at MUSC that helps women who are pregnant, who are experiencing depression. Tell us a bit about that.
The Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at MUSC has really recognized the importance of not only physical health during pregnancy, but mental health. And they have collaborated with our department so that we've started a clinic that provides mental health services to women who are pregnant or postpartum.
And you're the director of that clinic.
Yes.
So someone comes in during pregnancy and they really are struggling with depression. What's the first approach down this path of trying to get help?
So the first is just to get a full evaluation so that we can really understand and appreciate what are the risks of that person's untreated illness. And then we just weigh that very carefully against what are the risks of our treatment. And our treatment for people that have more mild to moderate symptoms of depression, we can use psychotherapy. If they have more moderate to severe symptoms, as well as having a psychiatric history, then we're more likely to consider medications at that point.
Now, what about talk therapy? Are there different approaches to talk therapy that the research has shown works best for pregnant women or the general population?
So in pregnancy, it's really difficult to do kind of our gold standard studies that tell us how effective a treatment is. So a lot of the psychotherapies we use in pregnancy, we kind of extrapolate from the general population. Cognitive behavioral therapy is a really effective treatment for depression, as well as some of the interpersonal psychotherapies, too.
And any tips that you can offer in closing for family members who might see a pregnant woman in their family struggling with depression?
Sure, absolutely. To talk with her and see what's going on, see how that they can help. We know one of the very strong risk factors for depression during this time is having low social supports or poor social supports. So the more support you can give that to that woman at that time and helping her kind of reduce stressors can be very helpful. And reaching out for help. So letting the obstetrician know, letting any healthcare provider know what's going on, they can help kind of get her hooked into some services.
Dr. Gill, thank you so much for providing this update about depression during pregnancy.
Well, thanks for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.